Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 11, Sharing the Story of Jesus. Our memory text for this week, These things I have written to you, who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. First Epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 13. Sunday. Jesus, the base of our testimony. The Apostle Paul, in his sermons, wanted to illustrate Jesus. Who is he? Full of love. He is the one who has been prophesied. The Old Testament, and the fulfillment. And now, what's going on? And in his epistle to the Ephesians, in chapter 2, the Apostle Paul starts with the following idea and said, "You who were dead in trespasses and sins." Now when you look at sinners, how they act, this is death? They are dead? Ha! They shout and they drink and. Life! What does the Bible say? You who you were dead in trespasses and sins. When time passed, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. There are two groups, children of obedience and children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of wrath, children of disobedience, children of wrath. That's the same. On the other side, children of Jesus, children of obedience. And he continues, but God, who is rich in mercy, now this is the turning point, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. He has quickened us together with Christ and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We sit in heavenly places? He talks about the future as if it were already in the present. When you are an heir of something, that somebody says, when I die, you will get. Then you can say, this is my own. This is my possession. That's my house. My uncle has said, I will get it. And this is what Jesus has told Paul. We already sit there, although we are still here. But if you trust in Jesus, you are in the sense of being already there. What's written here? He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's great, isn't it? That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. John 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me. But this is the first point. Then you will be able to do so. Otherwise, you won't be able to follow him. You will only be a hypocrite.